Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're really getting stuck into a big one, challenging that default idea that as soon as it gets cold, the bike goes away. We're looking at source material that suggests winter cycling doesn't have to be, you know, that type 2 fun thing.
Right, type 2 fun.
Yeah.
Where it's awful while you're doing it, freezing, maybe a bit miserable, but you feel good about it later, mostly because you survived. And defaulting to that tells you a lot about how we usually approach winter transport.
Absolutely. That initial experience, it can feel like just grinding it out. But the spark, the thing that changes things in the source material, was seeing folks in Oulu, Finland, just cycling in serious winter. And it makes you ask, well, if they can manage that, why can't I?
And that question is key, isn't it? It shifts the focus. Maybe the problem isn't the snow or the cold itself. Maybe it's how we're equipped. Or how our cities are set up, or not set up.
Exactly. And the first attempts to adapt, personally, were kind of, well, let's say creative. The material talks about this winter in the Netherlands, trying to cycle through snow. And the big life hack was carrying this massive 2-liter thermos of tea.
Yeah, like a personal warming station.
You'd stop every hour for 15 minutes, just clutch the hot thermos, try to thaw out.
Which, okay, it sounds quite nice, the tea break.
Mm-hmm.
But it completely missed the main issue, right? Your hands are still gripping those freezing handlebars.
Yeah.
Constant wind chill. Numb fingers.
Terrible control. Painful, even.
It just wasn't practical. It shows that just sort of hacking your way through it doesn't really work long term. It's not reliable transport then.
Which brings us to the real game changer highlighted in the sources, found via the American Fietzer YouTube channel.
Pogies.
Pogies, yes. Such a simple idea, really.
Explain what they are exactly.
Okay, so they're basically these big fabric covers, almost like mittens, but they attach over your handlebars. They create this little pocket of warm air for your hands. Crucially, though, your hands are still inside, directly on the grips. So you still have full control. Brakes, gears, everything.
Exactly. Full dexterity. No fumbling with thick gloves. Your hands are warm, protected from the wind, but you can still operate the bike perfectly.
And the impact described was immediate. Suddenly, hands are warm, control is back, you can actually ride further. It apparently made the bike seem like a better option than firing up the cold car, even on freezing days. That's a huge shift.
It is. But here's where we need to connect the dots, like the source material does.
Yeah.
The Pokies. Great piece of kit, yes. But they point to something bigger. It's not just about the gear. Why is cycling in places like the Netherlands or Oulu actually enjoyable year-round? Type 1, fun while you're doing it.
It's the system.
It's the system. It's designed for it. It's not just relying on individuals having the perfect gear or being incredibly tough.
So what does that system look like? What are the requirements?
Well, you need proper infrastructure, dedicated cycle paths, crucially, ones that actually get cleared of snow, just like the roads.
So reliable routes.
Continuous reliable routes, yeah. And decent bike parking. Sheltered, secure, so your bike isn't just left out to freeze or get buried.
And this brings up that equity point, doesn't it?
Absolutely. If winter cycling needs expensive gear and, frankly, a lot of grit, then it's only for a select few. A privilege. But when you have the infrastructure, like in Utrecht or Oulu, you see everyone doing it, kids biking to school, older people running errands.
It becomes accessible, normal.
Exactly. Designing for vulnerability makes it work for everyone. That's the sign of a good system.
So the journey goes from thinking it's all about personal toughness to realizing it's about smart choices, both personal kit and public infrastructure. It becomes about enjoyment.
Precisely. That small fix, the Pogies, solved a personal problem, but unlocked this bigger question about systemic barriers.
And the final thought this leaves us with. It applies way beyond bikes, doesn't it?
Well, definitely. This whole discovery process, finding a small change unlocks a huge possibility. That should make you question all sorts of defaults we live with. Look, if kids in Finland can comfortably bike to school when it's minus 20 Celsius, the question isn't if winter cycling can be comfortable. It's have we designed our cities and equipped ourselves to allow it to be? And what other defaults, especially our reliance on that one person per 1,500 kilo vehicle, should we be challenging next?